Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you for tuning in. My wife's mother, my mother-in-law had issues, and my dad's had some things, and it's been one thing after another. I mean, God only can give you as much as you can handle, so he thinks I'm a badass. That's all I'm going to say. Because, I mean, every time you turn around, it's like I get dumped with more and more stuff. But thank you so much for tuning in. I watched a bunch of CPAC, and it's like everything is about, well, will Trump win in 2024? Will this happen in 2022? And I'm like, it's going to be too late by then for a lot of, I think before 2022, I think the dollar will collapse. To me, it's not if the dollar. If the dollar collapses, it's when. It's not an if. And I truly believe. And my mom says the same thing. And I know a lot of people. You know, we're trillions in debt, but we're gonna spend 1.9 trillion or something.
To other countries.
Mm-hmm. Take those stimuluses that Joe Biden wants to do, for like COVID relief.
We're supposed to get them by March 14th. Or everyone's supposed to get another $1,400.
And yeah, but take one point. Yeah, you should be getting like way more than one point. Yeah, you should be getting a lot more money than that.
Can I ask a question? I know this is off the topic and we haven't even talked.
We haven't even started yet.
I'm sorry, but I haven't had a chance to tell you that this happened, but they had Rush's funeral in St. Louis today. They laid him to rest, okay?
Yeah.
It was on Breitbart. Someone said, oh, now that's a good place for a urinal or something, or that will be the next best urinal.
Yes.
I commented, stupid much. That's it. I got flagged, and my comment went against Facebook standards for harassment. See, you're on pee on a grave isn't harassment, but calling.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That was like a day ago where I had that thing with Breitbart where like, oh, good place for urinal. I was basically going to write some. I mean, if you really want to know what I was going to tell somebody, but I can't get in. No, just wait till you die and I dig you up and I, you know what, on you. You want to be tolerant.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be tolerant, but that's tolerance?
Senator John Lewis, or did anybody, any Republicans say anything like that about him?
No. No, they respected him for what he did. They may have disagreed, but they respected him. I mean, you got Alyssa Milano floating this CPAC Nazi conspiracy and calls for a boycott of the Hyatt Regency, which means they're gonna, because they were giving crap for having the CPAC, and the Hyatt Regency came out and said, I don't think so. They're welcome here. We want that.
Well, I heard that Pelosi wants to impeach Trump again for speaking at CPAC.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Well, speak of the holiness, her queen, Nancy Pelosi, she has decided that the Andrew Cuomo women that have accused him of doing sexual things, you know, like basically like raping them, she believes them now. It's like a second woman has come out. So now we can believe these women because Your Holiness, the Queen, Nancy Pelosi, said so. So bow down and say thank you. Now we're
almost done, man.
Oh, I know. Oklahoma passes a bill allowing states to review and reject executive orders. I'll get into that because that's pretty interesting. I mean, there's a lot of people like Roger Williams representing. It's like, oh, well, I think we can get back the House and Senate. We can do this. And we can, in 2022, and we'll win in 20. It's going to be way too late, my opinion.
I don't know how they can say we can win when we honestly did win this time. No one would fight for us.
Yeah.
And they were able to steal it.
Yep.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting
different
results. That's what the Republican Party is famous for.
Yeah. It's like watching Die Hard and expecting to have a different result in the movie when you know what's going to happen every time. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Hirono said Trump's rhetoric responsible for deadly rise in anti-Asian hate crimes, even though there's no such thing. They just make up this crap and people believe it. Well, Trump and his rhetoric is spewing anti-Asian hate. No, he's not. I want to get into that and so much more. So don't forget Colossians 3:1. And it says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realists of heaven, the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And I want to get into something. I've been kind of going through a lot in the last couple weeks. And when you look at your parents as like 40-year-olds, young, active, and you look at photos, and my dad, when I was on this boat in Connecticut, my dad is younger than I am now. And when my mom and my dad and stuff they go through, and my mother-in-law had what we thought was a mild stroke, turned out to be like a broken blood vessel and stuff. And you just, it just brings into perspective. And then this weekend, a girl I've known since I think like fifth grade, she owns a fitness and yoga studio. She runs it. She does it every day. And she had a widow maker when she was in class. And if it wasn't, I mean, only what she dealt with, only 12 people outside of a hospital survived. She's lucky to even be alive with what she dealt with.
Wow.
She had to have 2 stents put in. And she's, I think, a year younger than me. And, you know, I'm not putting this to light or anything, but there was Dennis Leary did a whole stand-up called No Cure for Cancer, and there's a part of it where he goes, it's these yogurt sprout-eating people that get killed by a guy smoking a pack and a half a day. And his whole point with this whole stand-up was everyone's going to die at some point. We're all going to go to heaven. We're all going to meet God.
There is a hell.
There is a hell, yeah, and you can go to hell. But you need to live your life, you know, and if my wife wants to go vegetarian, that's her choice. She's not going to push it on anyone. Not that she would. I mean, my wife's a carnivore. But you need to live your, you know, if you want to eat meat, eat meat. If you don't want to eat meat, don't. And that's how I've always lived my life. Like, you do what you want to do. And, you know, and you need to live your life and just because you never know. That's why I kind of, I mean, granted, with everything going on, I mean, for the longest time, we did like the 6-month anniversary, 8-month anniversary, 9-month anniversary, because we never knew.
We were so grateful. And it's not, we might not post it on Facebook, but we tell each other we love each other. We don't take each other for granted.
We don't, and that's the thing, and it just kind of brought into perspective because, you know, now there's been a bunch of people that posted on her thing like, anyone else, because I'm considering looking into that $49 heart scan just to see what it, you know, and looking.
Just your research on it, make sure it is on the up and up.
Yeah. And just see, because, I mean, my next door neighbor, he was a house down, there's a house in between us. He was a pharmaceutical associate professor at Purdue and went to a Dallas, he was about my age, went to a Dallas, he went to a pharmaceutical conference, and when the people wondered why he didn't come down for the dinner thing that they had that night, someone went to go check on him in his room, and he didn't make it. He had a hole in his heart and blew out, and that dude was like a healthy person that ran, and, you know, it's not like some dude that just watched Captain Kangaroo and smoked cigarettes. You know, these people I'm talking about are not smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo, and don't tell me you got nothing to do. You know, they're actually active people. You know, and it just brings to light, like, especially with Rush Limbaugh. I mean, that dude, I never, when he announced he had cancer, I'm like, no, he's the best.
What are we
going to do? You might hate him, like him or hate him.
You still listen to him.
Yeah. You can say what you want about Bill O'Reilly. He had the most viewed show on Fox News, one of the highest rated cable news things on network television. You may not like Rush Limbaugh, but he had the most radio listeners. I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for him. He paved the way to keep radio on the air. If you listen to me, thank him, because he allowed me to be who I am. But I really do honestly think that, because there was a lot of this talk at CPAC with this, like, hey, guess what, folks? We got 2022, we got 2024, you know? We'll get, you know. And that's an issue, because I don't think we have. I mean, I believe, like I've said this before, 2016 was rigged. Something went wrong, and Hillary didn't win, like it was rigged for her. That's why she didn't come out and greet her constituents. She was furious. And they fixed the glitch in 2016. No, they didn't. They screwed it up. In 2020, they fixed it. And now, well, you know what? We'll get them in 2022. I think we can, I believe we won more House seats. I think we, not only the presidency, but I think House and Senate seats were taken too.
I think we lost our governor.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I think a lot of that went, the governor. And it's just one of, and I'm like, you know, and that's the thing that really gets me too, because, like, whenever anyone talks about, well, socialism in America, they instantly bring up, like, Canada. They instantly bring up, like, well, Canada's socialist, okay, well then, that's what I'm like, call it what it is, communism. That's what they want, that's the end game. They want communism. I'm tired of, because whenever you talk about socialism, well, Canada's socialist, there's many, like, you know, like, well, then we're talking two totally different things. And that's where we're at. Because I really do believe that we don't have 2022. We can't wait. I mean, they're trying to take away our Second Amendment 100%. I mean, they're not.
This is a right? To be a jury? Be on the jury?
No, it's not a right. That's mandated.
That's a privilege too.
And that's the problem. Why do you need an AR-15, an AK-47? Well, why did Rosa Parks need to sit at the front of the bus? Why didn't she comply and sit in the back of the bus and sit her butt down? No, she had the right to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit in the front. And I always joked about that as a kid, because when we grew up in school, no, it's not this in Rosa Parks. I'm glad she did what she did. But when we grew up in school, sitting in the back of the bus is where you wanted to sit. That was the cool thing. You were away from the bus driver. You could do stuff without getting in trouble. That was like the popular place to sit. And then when you hear like, oh, Rosa Parks went to the front of the bus because that's where the white people sat. And you couldn't sit there as a person of color. Color folk. But, you know, Rosa Parks did what she did. Martin Luther King did what they did. Not so we can have this Black Lives Matter, let's divide America crap. We don't have till 2022. We're a socialist country basically now. And we're headed right towards communism. And if you really don't, if you think that all these conservatives that are being censored by Twitter and Facebook and all this stuff, you think, and YouTube and all this, you think that, oh, well, that's just, you know, you think they're going to censor us, but not you? You got another thing coming if you think that they're not going to. See, that's the thing. Me and my wife even disagree about things. And that's okay.
Not a lot of things.
No, but.
And we've had heated discussions.
Yeah. And that's okay. And then I delete her.
Okay.
No. But that's a joke. But no, we can disagree on minor things. There's a difference between disagreement and having something that's fact and they say it's not. I get stuff taken down all the time. There was one actually that cracked me up where it said Joe Biden won all these Nobel Peace Prizes and all this stuff. And it says, I wonder if this will be facts checked. And it did come up as fake. I couldn't believe it. But it's one of those things, folks, that we got to come together, you know. The government will hate us if we sit there and like, hey, how you doing? Let's unite. And that's the thing. You can actually support white people, but not the KKK. You can support black people, not Black Lives Matter. Now, if anyone wants to chime in and let me know, because I got to be less white. You know, Coca-Cola wants me to be less white. How do you do that? How do you become less Asian or less black? I guess I got to have a negroplasty. It's the opposite of Michael Jackson's Caucasianoplasty. Because we're evil because we're white. Do people not really see the irony in this crap? I don't get it. We live in a world, I mean, you can't make this up. Hasbro has announced that Mr. Potato Head, when I was a kid, Mr. Potato Head was an actual potato that you played with. Your mom would give you a peeler and you'd peel it. Nope. Mr. Potato Head. And it's not some like 6-year-old that's going, I'm offended. It has to be some grown adult that's offended that there's a gender to Mr. Potato Head. An adult. It's not like a kid's calling up Hasbro. Hello, I'm Susie. I'm 6 years old. And I'm offended because Mr. Potato... Oops, I said it. How can the potato head be a gender? I know there's male and female cannabis plants. There's male and female pepper plants. And depending, I forget, one of them has, on the bottom, there's 4 spots. And the other one is 3 on the bottom of the pepper. And one's better raw versus cooked. I forget which is which. But, you know, I mean, I wonder if there's, like male and female potatoes. Like, there are, like male cannabis plants, female cannabis plants, you know, and stuff like that. So, I don't know. But it's just sad. That stuff that, I mean, that would be something in the Onion. That joke, newspaper. Now it's real. in 1990, that would have been something in the Onion about having a genderless potato. Nope. That's real. It is, folks. It's real. Coca-Cola wants you to be less white, so I don't know how. And of course, there's got to be some person out there somewhere. Well, like Kevin Bacon is like, yeah, we need to sit down, shut up, and listen, man. We got too much privilege. I want Oprah Winfrey's privilege. I want to be a woman with like billions of dollars of money, and then I want to come out and say that I can't accomplish anything because I have a dark skin tone. I wish I was a different like ethnicity than just like I am Polish and Ukrainian and Slovak. I have tons of stuff in me, but I'm Jewish and all that. But I wish I could sit there so that I could be lazy, be the last one to work, first one gone, sit in the bathroom all day taking selfies. Then when I get fired, blame it's because of the color of my skin. Oh, I see what it is. You don't like Asian people. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why you fired me. Uh-huh. See, if I was white, I could get away with that. See, you wouldn't have a problem with an Asian person because from like day one in school, when they start in school, today is first day of school, most important day of your life. You don't get A. You disgrace family honor. You know, but I'm so tired of everyone blaming. If they don't get their way, it's because of the color of their skin. And we're the problem. Because I don't understand. You can't make this crap up. Then you got Alyssa Milano over there floating at the CPAC Nazi conspiracy theory calls for a boycott of, because you know that the stage, you know, the stuff was shaped like a swastika, and you know, you can boycott all you want to. You and the 10 people in Hollywood can boycott the Hyatt. We're not going to. If I ever have to stay in a hotel, I know where I'm staying. They got my reservation if I ever have to stay somewhere. But that's the Alyssa Milano who says that we have to believe all accusers except for the ones that go and say Joe Biden did something. I mean, it's sad. It's like Nancy Pelosi. She believes that these sexual allegations are credible. Like, now we can believe these people? Like we're not supposed to believe anything. Like, if Nancy Pelosi believes that these sexual harassment people are credible with Joe Biden, we can't believe the sexual allegations and harassment against Joe Biden from these women who made these claims. You can't believe it until Her Majesty Queen Nancy Pelosi says it's okay. The 25-pint queen. I mean, Cuomo's done, dude. He's toast. Not that anything's going to happen to him. Dictator-in-chief, there's a photo of Joe Biden with like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, like 17 executive orders. He's just signing them. Who knows? You know how cuckoo he is? I bet you $1 million he didn't even know what they are. It's from whatever. Well, I mean, look at these stimulus bills. How many thousands of pages they are, and they just, I mean, we're in debt, but we can Why can't someone put in the stimulus bill that when they sign it, it removes Nancy Pelosi as speaker? Those are in jail. At least Oklahoma, the House passes a bill allowing state to review and reject Biden executive orders. Well, you're going to sit there. I'm telling you right now, you will ban guns, or I will do it with executive order. Bring it. You think anyone's going to hand over their guns? Do you really think it's going to... Anyone's going to... Yeah. Sorry, but we're not just going to hand over guns. I don't think so. Everyone I know that has a gun, someone tries to come take them, they're just going to start shooting. I'm not going to diss. I think this is cool. I just want to do a disclaimer. I'm not dissing. I'm not making fun. I'm not doing anything. I don't want to hear it, okay? I don't want to hear it. But there is a girl, 7-year-old girl. Yeah, she is female. Yes, I use genders. You know, how hard is it to look down between your legs to tell what your gender is? I mean, it's not that hard. Liz Scott raised more than $250,000 selling lemonade to pay for her much-needed brain surgeries. Are you kidding me? When I did lemonade stands, we drank 90% of the lemonade we made, and we paid for it because we bought it because, yeah, that's right. We bought the lemonade, we made it, so maybe one, maybe two at like 10 cents, and we drank the rest of it. And you have someone like her that makes $250,000. I'm glad she, that's awesome. You know, I'm not dissing that. It's just kind of like, you just kind of as the joke go, hey, I should have said, hey, this is to help. Yes, I have a tumor. You know, because like you sit there and when you did them, you didn't raise anything. And then you have these people that like, he put on Facebook that he was having he was selling lemonade to raise money to go to Disneyland. And within an hour, it went so viral that Walt Disney World gave him 2 weeks free. And I'm like, it's a different generation. Like, they have these proms where, like, these kids have asked these, like, celebrities to proms and stuff like that. And one of them, because of security reasons and stuff, she goes, yeah, it's just not, I don't, you know. So, like, they went out on a date or something and it was, like, controlled, you know, to where they can control it. And said, well, I wouldn't have had the guts to ask. I wouldn't even have known how to do it. That'd have been kind of cool to sit there and ask, you know, Sole Moon Fry Punky Brewster out or something like that. Now you can get on their Twitter page and you can do this stuff. But back then in the 80s, 90s, there was no way to how to contact someone, you know. I think it's cool, you know. And a lot of them, one of them, she goes, when I go to this Oscars, when I go to the Emmys or Oscars or whatever, you're going to be my guest. That way it's more secure, you know, that way you can. And I think it's cool that they do that. I mean, I think I was not dissing the girl for getting $250,000, kind of like jokingly, like I don't even think we ever even came close to when we did the lemonade stands. We never came close to doing anything like that. And I think it's awesome. And I don't know if it was, if there was like a GoFundMe page or anything. It just said she sold lemonade. Because from what I'm understanding, it didn't say anything about, like... But a lot of it has to do with... And that's the kind of misleading thing, because it's not like she sold lemonade in the amount of that much. You know, she got, like, 10,000 in donations and this and that. Which I wish it would give information on how you, because I could let you know how you could donate. The money costs, yeah, there's a, yeah, it's up to, there's a GoFundMe type thing called the Mighty Cause, and it's $271,871. I want to say something. You want to talk about God. $271,871 raised. You want to know how many people raised that money? 5,200. Hold on, folks. That's $52 for the average person. That's a lot. You take 52 times 5,200, and that's the number you get. That's a lot. That's a high average. You're only wanting 75,000, so. I've done GoFundMes, and I've raised some money. But then I get all these people like, what's it? And then my parents get involved. What's this for? What do you need money for? How can we help, Mike? Share the link. You know. But. And that's the thing you gotta understand with a lot of these articles when you read them. The headline will say, she raised this much. Well, she really didn't. A lot of it came through a GoFundMe page, but still, you know, I mean, it's awesome that they did that, you know. I want to get into this because this is kind of breaking, but the NRA is citing that D.C. sources are warning that Congress could take up Joe Biden's gun control proposals as early as next week. All I know is I don't know one person that's going to hand over their guns. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you. Where are we at, folks? Let me see here. 25 minutes left in the program, folks, so be prepared. I want to see them come. I'm going to see them try to take our guns. I'm going to see them try to do that. I think if they really, truly try to go after our Second Amendment, what I think they're going to try to do is make it towards, okay, well, you're going to have to register every bullet, and you're going to have to, they're going to have a serial code number and all this stuff on every single solitary bullet. You know, look at how much methamphetamine is in this country. I mean, cocaine, what is there, probably like 100 billion kilos of cocaine? It's illegal. Well, I support a total gun control ban. And I mean like the Secret Service will not have guns. The military will not use guns. Not, you know, there will be not, no one in America at all will be able to have a gun. If anyone, the police will not be able to have guns. No one. When we send our troops to fight, good luck. No guns, no nothing. No missiles. And that's what everyone says. Like, come on, I'm gonna see them. I don't know one person that's gonna sit there and like hand over their guns. Here you go. Yeah, trust me. How is cocaine in this country if it's completely banned? And that's what they want to do. They want to come out there and want to take away our rights, our freedoms, everything. What are you afraid of? I own a gun. What are you afraid of? Don't you want to protect the innocent children? Yeah, that's why I have a gun. To protect the innocent children. If I see some guy going into the women's bathroom after a little girl, that's why I have a gun. 45 millimeter. 9 millimeter, 45 caliber, you name it. 38, 380. It's a pedophile's worst nightmare. It's like when they did that to Catch a Predator and it had all these people. What are you doing here? So what would you be doing here if I wasn't here? Nothing. That's not what your chat log says. That was not those inappropriate photos you sent. I wasn't going to do anything. Yeah, you sent pictures of your private parts to a person you thought was 13 years old, but you're not going to do anything. Sure. It's like when the Democrats say, I'm not going to take away your gun rights. Sure you're not. The Democrats are like the pedophiles from To Catch a Predator when you have all the evidence that they're going to do all this stuff and then they deny it all. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to end fracking. I'm not going to take away. I'm not going to do that. And then like on day 5, everything that they said they weren't going to do, they did, and 10 times more. And the left goes nuts because Trump is blasting the war on women's sports. You're not going to have women's sports anymore if you can have guys get into women's sports. Sorry, folks. Women's sports is done if you allow men in there. Now, I will say there are some guys like me that would, because of my muscle issues and stuff, yeah, it wouldn't matter. But when you get these people, because they've had many men that couldn't do anything in regards to male sports. They couldn't do anything. And they dominated as soon as they said, I'm a woman now. And no, if they're going to have men in women's sports, they need to have, if you have a male private part down there, they have two different places. If you are a biological woman and you're the top biological woman, then you win. That way, if men come into your sport to dominate, it's fair. Okay, yeah, you may win, but I'm the first woman, so I win that because I'm biological. That way you're not having, this guy couldn't do anything in regards to, he was last place in track and field and everything, and then when he joined the women's, he dominated. It's ridiculous. I think I'm a woman, because what's the prerequisite, again, and I ask this, what is the prerequisite for if I claim to be a woman, because I want to be in women's sports, what do I have to do to prove I am a woman? Do I just have to say I'm a woman? Do I have to dress like a woman? Do I have to be taking the female hormones and going through the counseling to prove that I'm a woman? To be prepared for the reassignment surgery and all that? Do I have to be taking steps to start developing breasts? What is the prerequisite as a man to qualify as a woman? What is the qualifications for, what does a man have to do to qualify as a woman to use the ladies' restroom? All he has to do, I can walk into any woman's restroom now and they can't say a word about it. And if I think I'm a woman, I don't have to look like a woman, dress like one, nothing. I've been at Walmart with my sister. And she's like, I gotta use the bathroom, but the women's is closed due to repairs. I'm like, just go into the men's restroom. They can't say anything to you. Just say you're a man. They can't say a thing about you. They can't. They can't say anything to you. Because of the transgender law. That is a fact. If the men's restroom is closed, I can walk into the women's and use it, and they can't say a thing about it. It might be weird for me because I'm not transgender, and seeing a chick in the bathroom. I'll tell you a funny story. I was at Purdue, and I went into a bathroom, not even thinking, and I'm like, "What's this lounge here?" They had like a couch and a couple. Like chairs, you know, like with like padded, you know, like a lazy boy that doesn't recline. And I'm like, what the heck? And it was the women's restroom. Luckily, it was like at a time when like no one's there. So I was able to just sit there and quick go pee and run right out. But I was like, huh? And it was funny. But what I want you to get from the segment, folks, is what does a woman have to do to, yeah, I've never heard of a woman trying to get into men's sports. I mean, just like I said before, the Boy Scouts. Well, now it's just the Scouts because women can be, everyone's bitching that the women have to be in the Boy Scouts, but no one's bitching about boys being in the Girl Scouts. I mean, heck, I got kicked out of the Girl Scouts for eating all the brownies. No one's complaining about the Girl Scouts allowing boys in, but they're complaining that the boys won't let the girls in. And that's what if they ever say, what, if anyone ever brings up the girls, you know, like, why are you against girls being in the Boy Scouts? I'd say, well, why aren't the women... Why aren't you fighting to have boys and Girl Scouts? You're fighting like mad to get a girl to be in the Boy Scouts. The first term is Boy Scouts. You're saying it's unfair for a girl not to be able to be in the Boy Scouts, but you're not saying it's unfair for a boy not to be in the Girl Scouts. Yeah, if I would have been in the Girl Scouts just because I could have been around all the chicks. Okay, when do we get to go camping again? Cause I wanna. Can I pick who I sleep with, please? I'm gonna get hell for that one. Excuse my language, folks, but seriously, no one is complaining that boys can't be in the Girl Scouts, but they're complaining and why can't the girls join Boy Scouts? Cause of the first word, boy. It's not girls, you know. I've not heard of any girl trying to get into men's sports. Maybe there is. I'm not saying there's not. Let me rephrase that. I'm not saying there's not, but I've not heard of a guy trying to get into female. Yeah, I have. You hear guys all the time trying to get and be a woman in the women's sports. But you never hear of chicks trying to get into male sports. The only time you've, and I'm talking like track and field and stuff like that. There are chicks that have tried out for the football team, you know, but it's not like a dominant, it's not like a sport that's like single dominant. It's not like, okay, where, you know, it's not like it's a team thing. You know, you don't really hear of, women trying to get into men's basketball. The only thing I've ever heard, I've heard of women trying to get into the men's, like, because a woman, because, and that's simply for the fact that they don't have football for women. It's not like they have a football for women. It's not like they have enough women that want to play the NFL-style American football to have teams and have women play football like the boys do in America. I'm not talking real football, European soccer. I'm talking the American football, the NFL style. Because I instantly heard someone go, well, women have tried to get into the football team. Well, that's obvious because there's no women's football in America. They have real women's football in America. They have soccer, but they don't have like the NFL type football for girls. But then there's not that many chicks that want to sit there and put pads on and tackle each other. I actually said this back in the day when they tried to get me into wrestling. I'm like, yeah, I'll wrestle, but I don't want to, I want to take on chicks. I don't want to be rolling around with another guy. It was a joke. It was kind of a joke, you know. But hey, that's where we are. We got about 11 minutes in the program left, and thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, just look at the hypocrisies. You don't see them trying to push diversity in a black church or in an Asian church. Now, some of those Asian churches, mind you, that's where they have, where they have services in their dialect. You know, where it's Mandarin, Cantonese, stuff like that. So going to be interesting, you know, to see moving forward what happens with all this, with everyone, with this whole everybody needs to cancel everything. We're offended by everything. I want to start a movement where I'm offended by people saying the earth is round and we need to cancel that out. And I'm going to get into some Premier League and stuff like that. And I don't know what to make of Manchester United right now. I really don't. There's no creativity, folks. It's like when Ollie came there, I was like, yeah, we did a bunch of stuff. I'm like, what happened? And I don't know. The thing that gets me when it comes to, as I'm now getting into Premier League, folks, I just feel like he wanted some players like Jadon Sancho and didn't get him, and basically was like probably promised it. I love Donny van de Beek. I think he would help the team immensely, but I think he's like, okay, well, I didn't want him. I wanted Sancho. Sometimes I feel like is he screwing over Manchester United? Is he trying to like saying, hey, if you want me to, I'll take this club into the ground. We have no executive director of football. I'm not getting backed. It's kind of like. We're gonna buy you the players. We're gonna buy you who we want to buy you. We don't care what you want. Have fun. We're gonna buy you whatever you want. You do whatever you want to, okay? Because I have a strong feeling that he didn't like why. I wanted Jadon Sancho. Why did you get me Donny van de Beek? Yeah, he's good, but he's not who I want. I'm pissed beyond belief, so I'm not going to play him. I don't know. I just don't see them backing the. I mean, Jose Mourinho kind of got the vibe that he wasn't okay. Here's the top 10 players that I wanted, and maybe. And they didn't do anything. They didn't get him whoever he wanted. I mean, I don't get it. You need to have, because there's no creativity going on there now. There's nothing. I don't know what to make of it, because I just feel like always frustrated. Like, here I'm, okay, January transfer window. Why didn't you do something? Why didn't you? Okay, Phil Jones. He's getting paid. We have so much debt with it, the club that needs to go. If De Gea said bye-bye, if Pogba said bye-bye, then like, great. And I'd love to have them publicly come out and say, I feel bad. I'd love to have someone leaving the club come out and say, I feel bad for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer because this is his dream job from his club that he put blood, sweat, and tears into, that he has to manage a club with owners that don't back him. I hope if it ever comes to a day where they have to get rid of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, that whoever they get says, yeah, I'll take the job at Manchester United as long as I want to have a guaranteed. I got someone I want as director of football. If you're going to take me, you're going to take him. Or you're going to get me a director of football that I approve of. I will not accept the job until we have a director of football lined up. You will back me. I will have no problem coming out saying that this is who I wanted. This is my list of top 10 players I wanted, and you didn't back me. You didn't give me anyone I wanted. That's what I want. I mean, I think it's what Ollie wants. He can't do that. He's not like a seasoned manager. But I think if Ollie went to a club where they backed him and gave him the resources, I think he could do pretty good. He might. I don't know. I think he's still kind of trying to learn. But when you're trying to learn, you need to back the player, the manager with the people. I mean, who wouldn't want Jadon Sancho? Who wouldn't want a Bruno Fernandes? Who wouldn't want those players? And I think we're going to start to get to a point where it's like, okay, it's going to be a, we'll get second place. Pardon me. We're going to get second place, and first is going to be far ahead. It looked like, hey, we may have an exciting race, folks. It might be like no, now it looks like it's not going to be an exciting race. And it's sad because I want to have a come down to the final game, who wins the title. I mean, Man City's going to have to lose several. It's 62 points to 50. So if we get second place, we're still going to be so far behind. It's Man City's to lose, in my opinion. And I think that just hand them the title. They're going to have to lose a lot. And I don't see that happening. I could be wrong. I got about 2 minutes, just over two, and about 2 minutes, 40 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I just wish they would back him, and then, okay, we gave you the players you wanted. We gave you a central defensive midfielder. We gave you a center back. Okay. And if he doesn't, because most of the players all he would want are not going to be a player that, well, why would I want to manage United? Looking, oh, God. I have to manage Wan-Bissaka, Bruno Fernandes, Jadon Sancho, De Gea, Pogba, are you kidding me? Who would want any of those players? Anthony Martial, oh my. Why would anyone? These are great players. We don't have Jadon Sancho, by the way. Just an example. It's not like, who would not want to be able to manage a Jadon Sancho? Or an Erling Haaland? Are you kidding me? At about 90 seconds left, folks. Manchester United is just like this whole world. It's frustrating. Well, folks, we're gonna run in a circle and wonder why we're not going anywhere. Yeah, the roundabout has like turnoffs. You go to the right, or you go around and you go straight, or you go around and you go left. Pick one. You have three different directions you can go. If you just keep going in a circle and around, you're not gonna go anywhere. And that's why I feel Manchester United. They're not backing the manager. And he's doing the best he can with what he's got. Pardon me. I just don't see any creativity, and I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if it's the players, if it's Ollie, or what. There's just no Roy Keane, in my opinion, that's, okay, you're at Old Trafford. I took off my shirt when I got here. I ripped out my heart, and I put in my jersey. Remember, folks, don't forget this. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to live your life, because you never know when it's going to be your last day. God bless you all, and good night. Until Wednesday, goodbye.